God is good.
All the time.
Please turn your Bibles to 1 Galatians 16, verses 13 through 14. Keep alert. Stand firm in your faith. Be courageous. Be strong. And in all the things you do, be done in love. Aicha ben da. Aicha kanaitz arnes maichin. God help me. Amen. For those of you who are not up to date with your German, that translates into here I stand, I cannot do otherwise. God help me, amen. Those were the words that rang from the mouth of Martin Luther during the Edict of Worms of 1521. Martin Luther, not Martin Luther King Jr. Somebody already asked me that. Was that Martin Luther King's Jr. father? Back then, whenever religious problems came up in a community, they had a council. The Council of Nicene is where the Nicene Creed came from. And this was one of them. The Edict of Worms was a council summoned by the Pope. It was called by Charles V, Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire at the time, today modern-day Germany. It was to address the Protestant Reformation, kicked off by Martin Luther in 1571, when he nailed the 95 Theses to the church of his door, to the door of his church. The 95 Theses was to address the problems of the church at the time. The church at the time was very corrupt. The priest would sell, what were they called? Edicts or something? That you could pretty much buy your way into heaven. They would, you don't have to pay for giveaway of sin. You could take time off of purgatory, even buy your mom or your grandpa out of purgatory for a certain amount of time. Certain amount of money, and it was just a very bad time. I mean, church members, they were living the lamp of luxury. They were the archbishops were just about as rich as the emperor at the time. Martin Luther, in the younger ages, was sent off to study Latin and Greek. Since he knew Latin and Greek, he could then read the Bible. This was a very rare thing to do at the time, for actually somebody to read the Bible. The Bible back then was only meant for the priest or the pope to read and to interpret to the people. Well, sometimes the right message does not get down to the people. He began to study and read the Bible by himself, and it just shocked him. He learned about the divine grace of God and how he was a God of love, peace, and forgiveness of sins. Later in life, Martin Luther would comment how in his younger years, that whenever he was a child and heard the name of God, it would provoke fear and scare the living daylights out of him. Because that was the only thing he was taught, was to fear and scared of God and not the love and the grace. And then he learned to stand up for God and how to become a Christian and how to actually, what's the words I'm thinking here, actually show his love for God and show it to others. Even standing before the Edict of Worms, which was the emperor was present, the archbishop, many other people who had the authority to excommunicate him or even behead him were there. Yet he still found the courage to stand up for what he believed in and stand up for God. Today things are a little bit different. We don't have the weird naming councils or kings to tell us what to do or believe on our fear of death. But we live in a world today where the values of Christendom are being put down and being slain. Many people think we live in a beautifully Christian environment, and that bad things only happen in Chicago and New York City. But I go to Harnett Central. I've seen some bad things happen there. It's not uncommon for me to go to the bathroom to see a drug deal going on. Our ideals are being challenged every day. We don't live in a primarily Christian world anymore. We must learn how to show our faith and how to show it right and how to show this is the only way to heaven, how to show our God is a God of truth, of love. A lot of people today don't go to church or even have a church or even know of a church or even know what church is about. Society is telling today to stay home, sleep in, watch TV, do some shopping, do some things around the house, forget about God. And this is how the devil is using us. It's how the devil is trying to test us. How he's trying to deceive us. This is when we must stand firm in our faith. We must stay strong. And we must know that our God is always there. He is a God of power, a God of righteousness. He is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. The scripture says, stay strong, be courageous, stay in your faith. And that is how we should show our faith to all the world. Be the light to the earth, the salt. Be the light to the earth, the salt to the world, and be the hands and feet of Christ to all people of the earth. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for your servant, Paul, who wrote the book of Corinthians. And thank you for Martin Luther, who has done so much for the church today. And thank you for all the people, all the saints who have come before us. And thank you, Lord, for just being who you are. Amen. Please turn your hymnals to hymn.